What is that?
It wouldn't matter if it was 2 bushel or 1 bushel or 1/2 bushel or a peck. Mm-hmm. A million of corn.
Did you ever hear a turn of corn?
A what?
Turn.
Oh, yeah. That's all you can carry. It's a turn.
So that's a pretty big amount.
That's some folks can take a big turn and some can't pick up much, you know, and carry it. And it's a turn.
You carry it in your arm?
Or on your shoulders.
I see. What would you call the amount of wood that you can carry? All the wood you can carry in both your arms?
A load.
Okay. Or you might say an arm?
Arm load.
Would you ever call that a turn of wood?
Okay. Yeah.
How else would you use that word, turn?
Oh. It's a turn to anything you can pick up, just about it.
And suppose someone had a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood. You'd say that the wagon, the person just had a...
part of a load.
Would you ever say a change or a jag of wood?
Never heard it.
And say if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you might say you had to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And you carry the clothes out to hang on the line, you carry them out in a
basket.
And something that nails used to come in, like a barrel, only smaller.
Carry clothes in?
Huh?
To carry clothes in?
No, that nails used to come in.
Oh, nails, kegs.
Okay. And talk about a barrel. What do you call those things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hooked.
Okay. And say if you opened up a bottle and then didn't want the liquid to spill out, you want to shut it back up again, you'd stick in a...
cork.
Okay. Do you ever see, now, when you talk about a cork, what would you call something like that made of glass? Would that be a cork, too?
No, it'd just be a stopper.
Okay. So a cork is
a stopper.
Uh-huh. And this is a musical instrument that you'd play like this.
Harp.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Well, they're French harps and jew's harps and... Mm-hmm. What all kind of harps?
What does harp mean then? Just something that you...
Blow. You blow it. Mm-hmm. To make the music.
I see. And the thing that you use to pound nails with would be a...
hammer.
And if you have a horse and two wagons, if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that comes down between
the tongue. Hey.
And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, then what do you have?
Shaves.
Okay. And what is the thing that the traces are hooked onto? You know what I mean? That bar of wood that...
I know what it is. I just can't think right now. Hadn't thought of such things a lot.
Something tree, does that sound
like it? Single tree.
Okay. What if you have two horses? What would the single trees be hooked on?
A double tree.
Okay. And talking about the parts of the wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub.
Mm-hmm.
Then the spokes would come out, and they'd fit into the... what?
The...